A Nashville advocacy group is calling for an investigation into spending in Metro school board races. The group alleges Stand for Children, a pro-charter organization based in Oregon, has broken Tennessee election law. WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports.
Records show that Stand PAC has spent more than $200,000 on the Metro school board races. It supports four candidates: Miranda Christie, Tom Druffel, Jackson Miller, and Jane Grimes Manili. The issue isn't just how much Stand PAC has put into the races, it's how it's using the money, says Gerard Stranch, lawyer for Tennessee Citizen Action.
They're spending an incredible, unprecedented amount of money in the race, and they're doing it through coordination, which is illegal.
He means that under Tennessee law, PACs aren't supposed to work directly with campaigns. But Tennessee Citizen Action says Stand PAC has been recruiting field workers for the candidates and calling voters. The group also points to a meeting last week between a top Stand PAC official and one of the candidates as evidence they're working together. A Stand for Children lawyer denied each of the allegations. He called them politically motivated. Tennessee Citizen Action wants District Attorney Glenn Funk to look into the matter or refer it to state election officials. A spokesman for the DA says the office has not yet received the request. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.